You're listening to SBS News.
Donald Trump was once reported to have joked of John Bolton in an Oval Office meeting that his advisor had never seen a war he didn't like. And with a reputation as a hardline foreign policy hawk, Mr. Bolton was known to have pressed his boss for a harder line on sensitive diplomatic issues like North Korea, Iran, Russia, and Afghanistan. But now a man who is considered one of the most powerful in the White House has suddenly gone. The president tweeted, "I informed John Bolton last night that his services are no longer needed. I disagreed strongly with many of his suggestions, as did others in the administration." Prominent among those others at odds with the Bolton way was Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who has admitted as much in an awkward media conference following the sacking.
Did John Bolton get fired or did he quit, and did he leave the White House because he disagreed with you in particular over talks with the Taliban?
Look, I don't talk about the inner workings of how this all goes. We all give our candid opinions. There were many times Ambassador Bolton and I disagreed, that's to be sure. But that's true for lots of people with whom I interact. My mission set is always to make sure, as I run the Department of State, is to deliver America's diplomacy. There were definitely places that Bolton and I, had different views about how we should proceed.
Mr. Bolton had a different version of events to the president, tweeting that he had offered his resignation, and Mr. Trump had responded, "Let's talk about it tomorrow." But whoever said what, it is a far cry from the enthusiasm the former ambassador to the UN was greeted with by Mr. Trump when he appointed him National Security Advisor in April last year.
I think he's going to be a fantastic representative of our team. He's highly respected by everybody in this room. And John, I want to thank you very much. But certainly you're going to find it very exciting, but you are going to do a fantastic job, and I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Thank you very much.
According to White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley, there was no single issue that prompted President Trump to act.
John Bolton's priorities and policies just don't line up with the president's. And any sitting president has the right to put someone in that position that can carry out his agenda. That became no longer tenable, so the president made a change. They just didn't align on many issues, and that's why we are where we are.
John Bolton was opposed to the president's now aborted plan to bring Taliban leaders to the Camp David presidential compound in a bid to finalize an Afghanistan peace deal. And it's believed he also disagreed on a possible meeting between Mr. Trump and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. Mr. Bolton is the third National Security Advisor to part ways with the White House since Donald Trump's inauguration as president less than 3 years ago. While many Democrats had little affiliation with Mr. Bolton's hardline views, they say the American public should be concerned with the foreign policy instability his sacking represents. Delaware Senator Chris Coons has accused the president of trying to reprise his former role of the autocratic boss in the television reality series The Apprentice.
Our president, who ran as an unconventional president with no prior military or public service, has an unconventional policymaking style, and that has real consequences when it comes to our national security. I think these abrupt changeovers in his leadership team, while they might make for great television, and they might work well on a TV show where your signature line is "you're fired," doesn't make for predictable or steady management of the senior levels of the administration.
Deputy Charles Kupperman is to fill in as National Security Advisor, with President Trump expected to announce Mr. Bolton's replacement next week. But anyone aspiring to the role might be unwise to consider job security as the main attraction. Gareth Borum, SBS News.